We go first back to the National Weather Service. Roger Gass is here with us, meteorologist. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Pat.
Please tell me there is the promise of sun to come.
Well, there definitely are some breaks in the clouds so far today, and so that's definitely some good news, and it's going to allow some of the creeks and streams to continue to drain into the main stem rivers, and we're also seeing those starting to go down, especially in the Guerneville area, after hitting some of the highest levels since about, looks like, 2006. So definitely some good news, but we're not going to stay completely dry over the weekend. It looks like we may see off and on showers throughout the weekend and starting to dry out by late Sunday into early Monday.
Very, very good. And I hope there's going to be at least a few days of drying out period for us before something else comes our way.
That's right. It looks like Monday and Tuesday for sure are going to be dry across the region. And we might see a few showers moving back in by the latter part of next week, but definitely not anticipating another atmospheric river type event.
And thank goodness for that, Roger. And remind us of how much we got in terms of rainfall amounts during this past river, atmospheric river, that is.
Yeah, so most of the valley locations did pick up anywhere from 2.5 to about 5 inches. Windsor location picked up a little over 5. With the airport there in Santa Rosa picking up 5.33 inches. And, of course, as always, the coastal ranges and the coastal hills picked up anywhere from 6 to upwards of 12 inches of rainfall.
Yeah, that's a lot of rain. I think we can each personally vouch for that part of the story. So with what's left for us today through Sunday, how much rain is expected for the latter half of the latter part of this?
Yeah, so this system's not anticipated to produce a whole lot of rainfall, at least not widespread, generally around a quarter to a half of an inch through the weekend.
Okay.
Some of the higher elevations could see about an inch of additional rainfall.
Okay, those are numbers we can handle, Roger.
That's correct, and it's not all going to come down at one time, so we should not see a whole lot of flooding concerns with this additional rainfall.
And it sounds like the temperatures are dropping, too, because we're getting reports of hail, sporadic hail through Sonoma County.
That's correct. The air mass that's in place is very cold up above us, and so that's going to result in some of the small hail across the region, at least through today as these showers move inland.
Very good. Well, thank you for the update, Roger, and no offense, but I hope we don't have to talk again for a while.
Sounds good.
Thank you for the consistent updates. We appreciate that. That is meteorologist Roger Gass from the National Weather Service based in Monterey, beautiful Monterey, California.